This interview was conducted by Ms. Ellis Jennings on April 16, 1975, at her home at 828 West Kennedy. She has resided in King's Hill since 1937, and she came with her husband. Mrs. Jennings was born on April 16, 1913, at a rural community north of Beeville. This community was called the Colony, which consisted mostly of Scandinavian people. She describes her childhood, school life, and everyday lifestyle. This interview also covers a little information on several subjects, such as farming methods her father used, and also how her mother was mostly the one that did most of the cooking, housework, and also how Kingsville was in 1937, and several other subjects. Mrs. Jennings resides with her sister. She is an elementary school teacher in the Kingsville School District. Okay, if you'd like to say something.
Jennings, and I have been in Kingsville since 1937. I came here from a rural community north of Beeville. This is the community where I began school when I was 7 years old. And when I compare the schools of today with those of those years, there is a tremendous difference. The first school I attended was a large community building used for Sunday school, church, and community affairs, and school during the week. The first 7 grades were taught in this school with only one teacher. And the hours of the school were from 9 to 4. The pupils all seemed to appreciate their school life. All races played together, sat together, and shared together. I can't remember any racial problems or factions arising. Maybe I was too young to remember those things, but I'm sure I would have remembered some of them. The ranchers who lived near our home all shared and worked and helped each other in their farming and ranch life. There were no modern conveniences in this school. There was not any lighting for the daytime except the natural lighting of the sun. And the lighting for the night were lanterns. Gas lanterns, probably kerosene lanterns. The floor was of wood, and the teacher and the children would clean the floors and the yards after school. They would plant flowers, make flower beds and plant flowers, and would share in all daily chores. The pupils would bring their lunch in what I remember as buckets, little buckets with a lid on them, and they would all eat together under a tree in nice weather. In rainy weather, we would sit indoors in our desks.
Would you share it like, or you know, like we do now, like we would
spread the lunches?
Spread the lunches at some point.
I can't remember that we spread lunches, but I think we all had our own, and we did not have a great variety of lunches. Many of us only had, say, slice of bread, very seldom did we have fruits and the tasty goodies of today.
Okay, you attended that school for how many years were you there?
I attended this school 7 years.
7 years.
And then I went to high school.
Was the high school close by? Or
no, I drove to high school 14 miles through a ranch by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way, I would see the wild animals and the turkeys flying across the road. And many times I would get stuck in the mud, you know, and would have to wait till someone come by to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended this school 4 years. Finished the high school, then only you could complete your training and graduate in 11th grade.
And then you graduated, and then you could continue.
And then I went to San Marcos and attended college 1 year, and I had a certificate to teach 5 years. And I went on and taught, came back to this little rural school and taught 2 years. And then I married and moved in there.
When you went back, was it the same? Was it a bigger school? Or?
The same building.
The same building.
And I was the janitor, the same as the teacher was when I went to school. I carried my own wood. We had a cooler for our water. We had outdoor bathrooms. But then when I taught, they were more than when I went to school there, as they had cesspools for the restrooms in latter times. In the beginning times, they were only holes in the ground with lime used over them as, old fashioned.
Right.
And then I moved to Kingsville. I've been here since 1937.
How was Kingsville then? Kingsville
was small. The railroad and the railroad yards were important. It has only enlarged around the main town.
Mm-hmm.
The main street is pretty much as it was. The telephone office was above where Kenny's store is, and it was small. And where the Humboldt oil offices are now was the railroad offices. And they tore the old railroad office buildings down and made this large building. The depot was popular. People traveled a great deal by train then, more so than by buses.
Okay. Do you remember anything, like, what do you use for communications? Like, did you have a telephone in your house? Or?
Oh, yes. We had telephones. But then we didn't have dial phones. You asked the operator. You had to call, and she would say, number, please, and she would dial all of these things. Those poor operators, they worked very, very hard in those days.
Okay, you were in Kingsville, and you were telling me that in your back town, you didn't remember any bandits or anything. Did they have any raids or water troubles or anything?
I can't remember that we had any problems like that when we before we did. I really don't. We had a very good community of people that were only interested in caring for their homes, their families, and they would help each other. They would have old-fashioned picnics was on this, all these grounds, and they all had, well, I just can't remember anything like they had today.
Those picnics, like you were in Kingsville, you said they would get together and picnic?
Oh, yeah.
Were they like in, with Playbook Park, or in Playbook Park?
Oh, no, it was on this ground, and they had old wooden tables and benches, and the ladies would prepare their best dishes. And then, well, I remember it was delicious. But I can't remember that there was any ice. It's been cold to drink. I really can't, but I do remember good food.
So you didn't have any, like, Coke and...
Oh, no. You didn't have anything. I love to live. I'm trying not to live out of home.
Oh,
God. We didn't have anything like that. We didn't even think about
the place.
They didn't have it.
So you just had...
We raised watermelons.
The watermelons?
And that was a treat.
Oh, they bought ice and we make ice cream off
that. They buy ice downtown, you know. And then we make homemade ice cream with the ice. 50 pounds of ice wrapped in a sack. We cut it with knife tape. And then that really was a treat, the homemade ice cream, mm-hmm. because we didn't have ice in our home. See, we kept our milk cool by putting water under the containers and letting the wind
cool the water.
That's what it
was. But to carry our water.
We carried our water in pails from the well. An old-fashioned windmill that's really pumped by the wind. And when the wind didn't blow, there wasn't water.
Oh, we had an engine
on that. Not first, no. But if I had a
time... Which section of Kingsville did you live? Right here in the section?
No, I lived on the east side, 3.5 miles from town.
Oh, okay.
So I've lived here since 1940.
So you used to come to town and buy the groceries? Or did you plant your own groceries and that was, you know, where you got your food, or did you come like we do now?
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't go to town very often. Daddy had a large garden and he had two large orchards, and we canned our tomatoes and peaches, and he was the butcher, the hogs, and we would put our meat down in the brine. And then take them out and put water over it to get some of the salt out. But it was all very good. We actually had good food, and he had cows, plenty of cream, butter, homemade bread, and take the corn to pound and grind it into cornmeal. So we had hot mush at night. And the mush that was left over, we sliced it and fried for breakfast, which is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother had beans, a bee apiary, so we had a lot of honey.
So everybody lived around the little...
They called it the colony.
The colony.
That was the name of it. So when that people came to settle there, it was a colony of Scandinavians.
Mm-hmm.
Other people moved in there around there, but that's what started. That was the beginning of
it. Do you remember anything like hurricanes or floods or anything you came into?
Yes. In 1918, it was the first hurricane, and it was terrible. Our house shook like a leaf. It was a terrible wind. I was about 5 years old.
Oh, Lord.
It blew the cotton into the ground, and I can remember my brother climbing up on top of the windmill and tying chains on it, and Daddy driving stakes so that our windmill wouldn't blow down into the ground like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost took everything. It was a serious thing.
So there was no place like now that you can go to a heavy building and just stay in your house?
We just stay there.
And do enough.
And just wait for the good Lord not to take
it. Not to take it. Do you remember anything like politics, the politicians who were the politicians then? Was politics a big thing?
No, I think politics was a minor thing in those days. I really believe that people were too busy making a living and keeping their homes, and they didn't have time for all that foolishness that they have today. I really do. And they didn't have time to say how much how many bad things can I do to somebody for my own gain? I really don't have that feeling about it at all. Do you think? I just don't think so. I had a very good growing up home life. My mother passed away when I was little, which made it hard. But my 50 was real sweet for me, but when she left, it was hard.
How many members of the family were you? How many girls?
We were two girls.
Two girls?
And two boys.
And you were the smallest of them?
And I was the baby. And I was very fortunate to get to school under the conditions that I had to go to school, but I'm very proud that I did.
When there was a daily work schedule, you know, like in during the seasons, like in winter and fall, was there certain times to plant the crops?
Oh, yeah.
Certain times.
My daddy, in the beginning, when we were smaller, he had years. And he had old fashioned planters. And he had plows, and he had rakes, and depending on the moisture, you know, the rain. And we would help with the harvesting of the crops. We would help I'd be right out in the field with cotton pickers, and we'd pull broom corn, and you know, broom corn has to be cared for very carefully. When you tie it, are you familiar with broom corn?
No.
When they pull it, they lay a bundle on stalks, okay, and it has to stay out and dry. Now, then they come back by with twine, and they tie this in the bundle. If it looks like it's going to rain, you have to get a hay rack and stack the hay off the broom corn on the hay rack and get it into the barn, because if it was rained on, the quality of the broom corn was ruined. And then, you know, that's what they made brooms from.
Oh.
We would all dash and grab the broom and put it in the shed and leave it until the rain was gone, and then we'd all dash to put it back out to dry, because if we closed the building up with the broom corn in, it would cause a moisture to heat it, you know, and then it would turn black. Your quality would be low and your price would be low.
So your father used to do all this and then bring it into town?
And
we
all have to find it. And then they'd thrash it. And it was in these bundles. The neighbors would gather it in and bring their machinery. They'd thrash the seeds off the green corn, and then they'd put it into their bales and tie it up, and then they'd sell it so much a ton, according to the quality of the room. And the cotton was picked, hand picked, not machine picked, by pickers, but so much a pound, and so much a hundred really. And there were decent times. Along with that was the dairy time to help give cows milk and separate the milk and clean the pan. But those are better days for children to grow up in, where they are busy, their mind is occupied, they don't have time to be on a phone with or running down the street and not being locked in. The biggest problem of the children today is the lack of worthwhile things to do.
Because you had a lot of things to do, you know, to offer.
We didn't have time to do a lot of things.
You're
going to
get a hat out for
you. Do you remember any stories your father used to tell you, or, you know, like lessons or
stories?
Yeah, like when you're growing up, you know, you should be telling kids stories.
Well, he plays instruments. He could play the accordion. And we had a piano, and my sister played the piano. And we would sing on Sundays. And our grandmother, now Daddy wasn't raised in Norway, but our grandmother was. And she came over here in a small boat. And she would tell us these stories of how she lived in Norway. She would have to go in this little boat across the fjords in Norway to get to town. Mm-hmm. And then she would tell us how she washed her clothes down in by the water side. And how she would spin, how she would get the wool and card it and spin it. And make it into materials for cloth. And then she would sew the garments by hand for the family. This was what the most that I remembered as a child. And when they came over from Norway, she had food in a box to last 30 days. They got lost in the ocean on this little boat, and they had to save enough for 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to portion their water and food to last that long while they were bobbing up and down out in the ocean in a little ship.
Yeah.
So we really don't know how to appreciate the things we have up there.
So your grandmother came when your mother was still alive, or
my grandmother came. I guess she was about 35 when she came over.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, my mother had, and when my grandmother was living here, my mother was.
Do you remember anything about the doctors, you know, how medicine was?
The doctors were, they scarcely had time to get there to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they traveled by buggy and horse. In fact, I guess when I was born, the doctor didn't have time to get there. But if anyone was very sick, well, we didn't think about illness. You know, I don't think we thought about illness. I think at the times of the medication that we received, it was largely Castrol. A lot of Castrol. If you didn't look like you felt ill, you had to have something. I guess that's why we didn't need doctors.
I guess there weren't a lot of diseases then or something like that.
I can't remember any of us being in a hospital until my brother had a type of appendicitis. And then right after that, my sister had an attack and then had surgery. But they didn't operate on brother. They froze his appendix to keep from operating and almost killed him, really, attacked him in ice. And he just got so thin and pale, it's just wondering there. Because they had to operate in the long run. They had to operate finally, By that time, he was so run down and weary, he was almost in there. And he got so sick from the ether. See, they didn't have the ways of putting him to sleep like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
They just largely used the food. And he was very sick from the food. Remember that.
So you never remember yourself of being sick or anything? Every time you were sick, they just gave you Castrol.
Sure, I wasn't in a hospital until I was 58 years old. That was
pretty good.
I was not.
You should be now. You see a lot of children in hospitals, aren't you?
Well, we were very fortunate. I thought I had
Good
insurance on my whole family. For 52, I remember for sure, I guess. didn't want to ever use it, not even my children.
Mm-hmm.
I had two children.
Two children?
Mm-hmm. And my husband was killed in an accident 3 years ago.
Okay.
And neither of them, he was killed instantly, and he didn't use hospitalization.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 years I can change.
Do you remember any of like the road conditions, you know, here in Kingsville, like what you used to travel?
Here?
Mm-hmm. Here in Kingsville.
Oh, here at our house, it was very streets. Most of the Kingsville was very streets, not too much heavy. And when it really got modernized, we had caliche.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing worse than caliche. It just, it keeps you from getting stuck.
Yeah.
But it blows your furniture and you can't keep it off the floors. Better than mud.
Yeah. Do you remember the first car you owned
when I was small?
No, well, you know.
Way in the winter times,
mm-hmm.
we had a Ford Model T.
Wow.
It had, but remember you step on the left pedal before you took the breakdown. That would put it into running gear, and the reverse was your backing up pedal was in the middle. You had three pedals. I don't remember too much about it because
mm-hmm.
I was small, but I didn't remember. And it didn't have windows or things to roll up. It had curtains of icing glass. You fasten these curtains on the sides of the knobs and turn this knob. Precious, I don't know, I didn't get in the storm if you got in. Well,
and when you moved over here, okay, you met your husband here.
Oh, I met my husband up home when I was teaching.
Oh,
my first student. He worked in family. In fact, he told my daddy his first practice.
So he was like a salesman? Or?
Yes, uh-huh. So my dad was very passionate. When I was teaching school, at this little girl's
school. So that's him.
Yeah.
That's when you fell in love.
And that's when I left school teaching until I went back in 52. I've been working on the same.
So you were just a housewife when you came to Kingston?
I didn't teach. No. I rocked my babies and washed for them, ironed for them, and milked the cow, and had chickens, and enjoyed them.
what was his way of living here? You know,
he
what did he do for
me? He managed to go here for 17 years.
Do you remember anything about the King Ranch, or was it that big of a...
Originally, before I was born, my sister, she was small, and I wasn't even born in 1909.
Mm-hmm.
My father and the children that were living there, and my grandfather lived here in Kingsville in 1909. And my father saw Mrs. King come to town in her chariot drawn with horses.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him telling me about his
rival. Mm-hmm. So when you got married and came over here, the King Ranch was there?
Oh, no, I don't remember much about the King Ranch. Now, my brother works for the King Ranch right now. He works for the passport here at the day for 15 years. And he went to college.
Was there any... like famous songs you used to sing when you were small? You know, when you got together?
Songs?
Yes.
Well, sister played piano on Sunday and sang church songs.
Sure.
All Sunday afternoon.
And you used to go to church in the morning and then all of you get together at home?
Sissy played and I sang. That's the best I remember. Sometimes my cousin would be there. There weren't a great lot of people all the time. See, they didn't live like people live now. They may live a half a mile from each other, see?
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a little effort for everybody to get together. So it was the only special events they did together, the whole community, see? So you launched me.
Were there any, like, festivals that, you know, like, big festivals, like, let's say, right now you celebrate, you know, not holidays or anything, but, okay, in Christmas, did y'all, you know, used to make a...
We gathered for a big Christmas tree in this community building. That's how we had a large tree. The man of the neighborhood would go to the woods and cut a big tree, and the thing I can remember the most was the smell of those little candles. That they would trip on those branches and set fire to every one of those little candles on that tree. Can you imagine if all of that started burning, what fire that would have been in that old wooden building with the wood floor? They didn't worry about that. But those candles had a smell that I've never forgotten. You know, it was just a wonderful soft smell.
I think they would thaw fire for
wax candles,
right? Yeah, they would fire.
And the tree was cut from the woods. Maybe it was too green to burn.
Once it gets dry, maybe.
And they all brought gifts and put under the tree. And there'd be a Santa Claus and you'd call out names.
Celebrate Christmas.
But I don't remember that we had a tree in our house. We didn't put trees in we didn't put a tree in our house.
It was just as close to
us. We didn't have trees. We didn't have large. Now, we always cooked. Mother always cooked the Scandinavian goodies. Mother would make what she called totokaka. In English, that's potato cakes. And she
lives.
And lepsa. Anyway, she would roll out the potatoes. She would cook the potatoes and mix them with milk and flour. And she would roll them out like you roll out tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
But they were big, larger than that. And she would cook them on the top of her wood stove and wipe the stove off the top with a big sack. You know, feed sack, the way I remember. And bake these large potato cakes, and she takes them off and butter them and jelly them and roll them and twist them, and that was part of our holiday cooking.
You used to have, on Thanksgiving, did you used to have, like, they used to go out and have wild turkeys and have a turkey, or?
You know, we didn't eat too much wild food.
No.
I can't remember that we did, and our daddy never let us eat rabbit. He thought the rabbit had something wrong with it and make us all sick, but he would butcher. I can't remember that. Well, yes, I guess we had chicken. Too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, the chicken was mostly used for the kids.
Mother kept her turkeys and chickens for, well, she would raise turkeys to sell. And she would take good care of her turkeys and chickens and anything that we needed to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, the railroads, like, travel in the railroads, you know, the trains during that time? Like,
did I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said I did when I was 2 years old. The family went to North Dakota. That was pretty small. And I never did travel anymore on a train until, I can't remember the year, but Mr. Salazar and I took our preschool children for a ride on the train from here to Robstown. And the parents picked us up there. Now, that's all the train travel I've ever had. We didn't do a great deal of traveling anyway.
But I guess the railroad was very important.
Oh, yes. And the trains could whistle. We could hear the train whistle from our little... we were 4 miles from the... where the trains would cross, and we could hear the whistle, especially in the change of weather time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the coal burning trains. You see, they puffed the black smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like that.
It wasn't as
different trains.
So you said you didn't have any Okay. Did you, like, the furniture you used to have, did your father make it, or did you go out and
no,
buy it?
The furniture, I remember, we had iron beds.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy made a large gesture board, and then he bought some of our furniture. Since he went with it to dig out the piano, they had kind of nice piano. And we had a small family.
And when you got married, when you moved to Kingsville, did you buy your furniture or did you miss them?
Yes, we bought our furniture, not elaborate furniture. Just simple things.
Were most of the stores just like right now, or do you remember any big stores? It was Raglan's?
Raglan's was in half heaven. It was a huge wood building with a board floor. We didn't have carpeting for sure. You swap in the board and upstairs, they sold material and bolts. I remember that much. And it was surely different.
Was it just a clothes store or was it a merchandise?
No, it was merchandise pretty much as now. But now they don't sell material.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ready to buy.
How were those, when you get, oh, you were teaching in that rural school. Were the salaries, how was salaries, you know? Were
my salary, I was just fortunate to be staying home, but I made $80 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
A week.
A month. A month. I made $80 a month, and the fact that I stayed home to see help, of course, at that time, money had more value.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed home, which I could help the family by being home. But, you know, if I'd have stayed away and had to pay board, I would have been there. But it would have been a 6-month school had it not been for a family to move in where I had to teach the 6th and 7th grade and then needed an 8-month school.
And what was the hours? Was it from 9 to 4 also?
9 to 4.
Maybe that?
I walked to school a half a mile and back home.
You sure did a lot of exercise.
That was some day.
I played ball with the kids, and some of the people that I had in my school were children 15 and 16 years old in the first grade that mm-hmm. just didn't have a chance to go to school. They were up on the ranches, and they just didn't have a place to go. And I remember that I thought, how, since they were Spanish-speaking, many of them, how could I help those children, you know, better? So I went home and started looking for pictures of everything I could think of. And I can remember that just as well. And it was funny that it was that way, because this is the way we've been working. Mm-hmm. We worked preschool.
Mm-hmm.
But my daddy could speak Spanish really well. He could read them out. So I grew up with the Spanish people and understanding, you know, their language.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't speak it fluently because I never took any Spanish in school, but I understood them all the time because I played with them and worked with them and just understood them. I mean, it's just like people being rude.
Do you remember anything about the depression years?
Do I remember? That was when I just finished high school. And we had 600 hens on the farm. And we got 5 cents a dozen for eggs. That didn't buy the coffee and the flour and the sugar that we needed in the home. But we had boiled eggs, fried eggs, scrambled eggs, every way we could fix eggs. But I don't just like eggs. I feel like that.
excuse me.
They must do eggs though
from your phone. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the things you bought were not expensive like as of today either, see?
Mm-hmm.
So we had to think of it that way. But we would order bolts of cloth, unbleached muslin, and it was 5 cents a yard. And we would dye it to make our clothes to wear at home to work in. You know, this, well, it's kind of like sheeting, really, but it wasn't that heavy. But it made good dresses.
How would you dye it? What would you
dye? With putting them dyed. And see, we'd wet it, we'd wash it, and wet it. And then we'd have the dye dissolve, thoroughly dissolve. Pretty, it looked like chambray. We dyed some rose, some pink, yellow, green. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. So you used to make your own clothes?
Oh, yes, I know.
And when you got married, did you used to make for your husband and children, or
no,
you already
No, I
bought?
Made mine, a lot of my own, and I made shirts. Well, I even made some of my boys. It's a little harder to make boys,
mm-hmm.
But I did sew from them. And I didn't work while they were small. I stayed home with them.
Mm-hmm. Do you anything, was
Pardon
there?
Me, but I want you. Do some sanitizing.